بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نقل ہے کہ شبلی رحمۃ اللہ کہتے ہیں کہ اسی رات کو میں آپ کی قبر پر گیا اور تمام شب نماز کرتا رہا. صبح کو میں نے مناجات کی اور کہا، الہی، یہ ایک بندہ مومن اور عارف تھا اور تیرا محب تھا، اس سے کیوں ایسا معاملہ کیا گیا؟ حضرت شبلی رحمۃ اللہ واسیس کولیگ آف حضرت منصور الحلاج رحمۃ اللہ واس ولی آف ویری لافٹی اسٹیٹس واس مرید آف حضرت جنید بغدادی رحمۃ اللہ. ہی سیز دیٹ نائٹ بائی ہز قبر آفٹر ہی بریڈ ہز ایشز ہی سے آئی انٹائر نائٹ آئی اسپینڈ اینڈ آئی میڈ صلات اینڈ آئی میڈ دعا ان دا مارننگ آئی میڈ دعا یا اللہ. He was an Arif, you know, so he was a Mu'min, Mansur Halaj was a Mu'min, and he was an Arif, you know, a wali of high caliber, and he was your lover. So why was this treatment meted out to him? Aise mein mujhe neend ka ghalba hua, so raha, khwab mein dekha maine ke qiyamat qaim hai. See, then I fell asleep while I made this dua. And then I saw in a dream that I am on the plains of Qiyamat. اور حق تعالیٰ کا حکم پہنچا کہ یہ معاملہ جو ہم نے منصور سے کیا ہے اس سبب سے کیا ہے کہ راز ہمارا غیروں سے کہتا تھا. An announcement was made there on the plains of Qiyamat in the dream is seeing this. That this treatment which we have meted out to Mansur, it was because he would publicize our mysteries and our secrets. That reason he was punished in this manner. He was not supposed to have inform others of the mysteries and the secrets of him. The knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, mysteries of Allah Ta'ala are boundless. There's no limit to it. Allah Ta'ala is mentioned in the Quran Sharif that if the oceans are multiplied 7 times, and if all the trees on earth are cut up and made into pens, then also the mysteries and wisdoms of Allah Ta'ala will not be able to be written, will be completed. So the mysteries of Allah Ta'ala, spiritual mysteries and the secrets of Allah Ta'ala are limitless. Now from these vast oceans of spiritual knowledge, Allah Ta'ala reveals a bit to be selected Arifin, but they are not supposed to divulge this because it is beyond our understanding. We will not be able to understand, and many will be the issues and statements which will be in conflict with the Sahih Shariat. So for that reason they are not allowed to publicize it or divulge these mysteries. As the awliya said, Hazrat Mansur al-Hallaj rahmatullah alayhi, the secrets which were revealed to him were a bit too much for him. He couldn't contain it. For that reason he would mention and speak out. And so Allah Ta'ala knows best why. So Allah Ta'ala, so in this manner he was punished. A great Shaykh, Hazrat Muhammad al-Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi, was amongst the great awliya, the early time. He, about these mysteries, spiritual mysteries, he had compiled kitabs. So before he died, he made wasiyat to, or he instructed his murid, special khas murid, Hazrat Abu Bakr Warraq, take this kitab of mine and go and throw it in the river. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Warraq took the kitab and he went along the way, he opened the kitab and he was reading and he saw so much room, spiritual mysteries are in this kitab, and how is it possible for me to throw this kitab in the river? I derive a lot of benefit from it. So he went and he did it at home. And then he came back to the Sheikh. The Sheikh looked at him, asked him, did you cast the kitab in the river? He said, yes. And he said, I did. So what did you see? He said, I saw nothing, just the kitab went down. He said, you didn't throw the kitab in the river. Go now and throw it in the river. Yeah. Abu Barah, I was very much embarrassed. He said, went immediately. For having a disobedient Sheikh, he went and he went to the kitab and he threw it into the river. He flung it as far with his full strength, as far as he could, the kitab. But before the thing, the kitab could fall onto the surface of water. From the water split open, and a trunk, a huge, like a case, a trunk, surfaced with the lid open, and the kitab went inside there, and it closed, and it went again underwater. He was surprised, astonished at this. So he came back. When Hazrat Tirmidhi rahmatullahi looked at him and said, yes, now you have fulfilled my order. So he said, Hazrat, please explain to me the mystery of this. What is this? So Hazrat Tirmidhi rahmatullahi explained that in this kitab I have compiled so much spiritual mysteries of the tasawwuf, which all the awliya of this age in which we are living will not understand. So Khidr alayhi salam ordered me to make over this kitab to him. And that trunk which you saw, it came, that thing, on the back of a fish. And by Allah Ta'ala's hukum, it opened up, and the kitab landed in there. And then Allah Ta'ala ordered the water to deliver this kitab to Khidr alayhi salam. Khidr alayhi salam, when he's not on his duties, on the various duties which Allah Ta'ala assigns to him, then he stands there, where in a certain place he stands in Ibadat, and he's not allowed even to stand in the shade, in the hot sun. Khidr alayhi salam will remain standing there, thing, in Salat, in Ibadat, in Dhikrullah, and somewhere near to a sea or to a river. And when he's ordered to do certain tasks, then he will go and execute those tasks and thousand and return. And Allah Ta'ala ordered the river, the waters, to deliver the kitab to him, because he is the one who will understand what is written in there. That is the mystery. So Allah Ta'ala, the mysteries of Allah Ta'ala are boundless. And say these are revealed to the Arifin. For that reason, the Arifin, they say, we've got absolutely no doubt in the masala of taqdeer. It is as clear as daylight for us. But for us, the more we probe the masala of taqdeer, the more intricate it comes, more difficult. There's no answer for it, because it is related to the sifat, the attributes of Allah Ta'ala. And there is no, and our minds are created, and we cannot understand it fully for that. But these arifin, they say, as clear as daylight, they understand it, because Allah, it cannot be explained in words, but the ruh can understand it. For that reason, Rasulullah ﷺ prohibited the sahaba from discussing taqdeer. Once he saw the group of sahaba debating the masala of taqdeer, so the Messiah became red in his face with anger. He said, nations before you were destroyed, the iman was destroyed, because they delved into this subject, into this topic, which cannot be explained. And he forbid them from discussing the subject. So I say, as far as taqdeer, the masala of taqdeer is concerned, it is far to believe in it. We believe in taqdeer, we don't understand it. It's beyond our understanding. Anyone who denies taqdeer, the masala of taqdeer, ask funny question. Allah Ta'ala knew who's going to go to Jahannam, who's going to go to sin. So why did Allah Ta'ala create it? We don't know. Allah Ta'ala knows best. He created, He's the creator, He's the Khaliq, He created. And why is He going to send to Jahannam? What's going to take place there? Now these are such issues which are revealed to not to all awliya also, some awliya of very extremely lofty status, it revealed to them and they understand it and it's clarity. But we are not, they have attained by virtue of that taqwa and the closeness unto Allah Ta'ala, they have attained such a lofty status by the way Allah Ta'ala reveals it to them. But as far as we are concerned, the safety of our iman is to adhere to the Zahiri Sharia. Whatever the Sharia says, this we believe. If something which the awliya says is in conflict with it, it's really it's not in conflict, but to us it appears there's a conflict and we cannot understand it. And then there's another one issue also with regard to the stories of the awliya. Remember, even the great authors of these kitabs were awliya. Shaykh Farid bin Din Shakr Randahdra, who authored this kitab some centuries ago. He and another, they say they are, when compiling the stories of the awliya, they are faced with two difficulties. One difficulty is the enemies of the awliya. They have interpolated certain things, statements, and they attributed it. For example, this is not the whatever is the narrator, it's not that Buzulk himself, the author is narrating, that's where he acquired it from some other sources. So the enemies have interpolated certain things and they attributed to this awliya, especially amongst the Shias. They have interpolated certain things. That's one thing, a problem they have. Too. And the other problem is the problem of the murids of the awliya. They exaggerate quite a lot. Some, they imagine something of the sheikh, and then it becomes embedded in their mind and they start themselves to believe it and propagate it. This miracle the sheikh performed, that miracle he performed. And so it's very difficult thing for them, and they have to sift out that. So, and best the thing, the criteria, the standard for the scale, that is the Sharia. If anything is in conflict with the Sharia, you set it aside, give it a suitable interpretation, or set it aside, but do not criticize the wali, the buzurg, because he is acknowledged. Where if the buzurg, that thing, if the person is not an authentic person, the ulama of the time will condemn him and criticize and say this person is a fake, a crank. But where they accept him, where the ulama, the Zahir ulama, accept him, no, he is a man of Allah Ta'ala, but this statement is set aside, there we have to accept it and not commit the fatal error of criticizing the wali of Allah Ta'ala, because Allah Ta'ala says in the Hadith Qudsi, man adhani waliyan, faqad adhantu bil harb. Whoever causes grief to my wali, I give him notice of war from me.